Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today to launch multiple development projects. Indian ambassador to Russia says India will continue to buy oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya says India aspires to be among top five sporting nations by 2047. And India's Sharvari Somnath Shinde wins under 18 women's individual recurve gold medal at World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse Suleti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. This is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. The Prime Minister of Fiji will call on President Draupadi Murmu today in the evening. A report.
India-Fiji relations are based on mutual respect, cooperation and strong cultural and people-to-people ties. The visit of Prime Minister of Fiji underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors. Over the years, as a major development partner of Fiji, India has supported Fiji in its nation-building efforts across key sectors and in the area of capacity building. Development cooperation is the key pillar of India's partnership with Fiji in areas such as agriculture, capacity building, education, health, IT, MSMEs, clean energy, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodal Dham ground in Ahmedabad this evening. The Prime Minister will also address a public function on the occasion. The projects to be launched today are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. We have a report from our correspondent.
In line with government's vision for world-class infrastructure and connectivity, the Prime Minister will dedicate multiple railway projects worth over 1,400 crore to the nation. These include the doubling of 65-kilometer Mehsana-Palanpur railway line, gauge conversion of Kalol-Kadi-Katosan road and Bechraji-Ranoch railway lines, enhancing broad-gauge capacity for safer and smoother connectivity in North Gujarat region. He will also flag off the passenger train between Katosan road and Sabarmati and launch a car-loaded freight train service from Bechraji. In addition, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the widening of Viramgam Khudad Rampura Road and lay the foundation stone for 6-lane underpass on Ahmedabad Mehsana Palanpur route. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Lucknow, the capital city of Uttar Pradesh, is all set to welcome local boy astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla on his first visit to his hometown today after completing the historic mission at the International Space Station. Here is a report.
In Lucknow, all preparations have been completed to give Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla a grand welcome in his hometown today. A victory parade has been planned by Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's school from the airport to the Gomti Nagar locality in the city. A felicitation ceremony will also be organized by his school, where 63,000 students will participate in a march to honor him. The UP government's Department of Science and Technology will also organize a grand ceremony, where Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will felicitate Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla. The CM Yogi said that raising India's flag in space is a matter of pride for every citizen, and honoring Shubhanshu Shukla will inspire future generations to dream big and turn those dreams into reality. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people, including 2 women and 1 child, were killed and 45 others injured in a road accident on National Highway 34 in Bulandshahr late last night. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Goga Meri from UP's Kasganj. Bulandshahr SSP Dinesh Kumar Singh said that the accident happened on NH 34 on the Aligarh border around 2:15 a.m. Around 60 to 61 people were travelling in a tractor from Kasganj district to Rajasthan. A container coming from behind hit it at high speed, due to which the tractor overturned and a large number of people were injured. The injured have been admitted to the hospital in Khurja. The condition of 3 persons is critical. The truck that caused the accident is in police custody. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Vinay Kumar said the US decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling 50% due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil, is unfair, unreasonable and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and that its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to global oil market stability. Mr. Kumar also highlighted that India-Russia trade is driven by mutual interests and market factors and pointed out that other countries, including the US and European nations, also continue trading with Russia. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The weather department has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over these regions for the next 2 days. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR experienced light to moderate rain and thunder showers early in the morning. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Himachal Pradesh, triggering floods, waterlogging and landslides. Normal life has been severely hit. As per the State Emergency Operations Centre, 2 national highways and 482 roads are blocked by landslides. Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rain in the state till the 30th of this month. A report.
The rain continues unabated in Himachal Pradesh with no immediate relief in sight. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 12 hours for 10 districts of the state: Bilaspur, Hamirpur, Kangra, Kinnaur, Kullu, Mandi, Shimla, Sirmaur, Solan and Una. In view of the heavy rain warning and to ensure the safety of children, holiday has been declared today in educational institutions across 7 districts. According to administrative orders issued by the respective deputy commissioners, all educational institutions will remain closed today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
And now on to sports. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that India aspires to be among the top 5 sporting nations in the world by 2047, the centenary of the country's independence. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships at Ahmedabad, Mr. Mandaviya said, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, India has progressed by leaps and bounds in the sporting sector and many reforms have been introduced in the area. He said the Prime Minister has kept a goal to take the country among the top 10 in the world in the next 10 years.
हमें ओलंपिक आयोजन के दिशा में आगे भी बढ़ना है और आने वाले 10 सालों में देश से 1 से 10 क्रम के स्पोर्टिंग नेशन में भी ले जाना है 2047 जब देश आजादी का शताब्दी वर्ष मनाता हो तब हमें हमारे देश को डेवलप्ड कंट्री बनाना है और डेवलप्ड कंट्री के लक्ष्य के साथ मोदी जी ने हमें लक्ष्य दिया है कि हमें 1 से 5 क्रम के स्पोर्टिंग नेशन में हमारा स्थान को अंकित करना है।
India's Sharvari Somnath Shinde won the under-18 women's individual recurve gold medal at the 2025 World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada, yesterday. The 16-year-old defeated South Korea's Kim Ye-won 6-5 in a tense final. Shinde led 4-1 after the first three sets, but Kim came back strong to tie the match and force a shoot-off. In the deciding shot, Kim scored 9, while Shinde hit a perfect 10 to clinch the gold. Shinde is the second Indian woman to win gold at the ongoing tournament. In US Open Tennis Championship, Emma Raducanu marked her return to the winner's circle yesterday with a commanding 6-1, 6-2 first-round victory over Japanese qualifier Ina Shibahara. Her first win at the venue since her stunning 2021 title run, with strong results earlier this season, including deep runs in Miami and Washington and a gritty battle with world number one Aryna Sabalenka in Cincinnati. Raducanu's US Open campaign looks promising. Russia and Ukraine exchanged another 146 prisoners of war from each side yesterday after mediation by the United Arab Emirates, the Russian Defense Ministry said. All of the freed Russians were in Belarus receiving psychological and medical assistance. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted pictures of smiling returnees, saying most of them had been in captivity since 2022 when Russia invaded its smaller neighbor. The third round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine was held in Istanbul on 23rd of July. After the talks, Russian presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky said both sides had agreed to exchange at least 1,200 prisoners each. Planes and tanks have pounded parts of Gaza City as Israel plans to seize the territory's largest urban area. Residents have spoken of uninterrupted explosions in northern and eastern parts of the city. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the forces are acting and will continue to act with full force to defeat Hamas, to secure the release of all the hostages and to bring the war to an end under the conditions set by Israel. Earlier, the Israeli military in a statement said it had expanded its assault on the Jabalia area in the northern Gaza Strip by dismantling terrorist infrastructure above and below ground, eliminating militants and strengthening operational control in the area. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on regulation of online gaming with S. Krishnan, Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. During the program, the listeners will have an opportunity to ask our expert questions related to various aspects of new law on online gaming, curbing addiction from online gaming, and how to ensure safety from financial ruin. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7117 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. A top Hindustan Times headline writes, India Titan Shield tests crucial air defense system as DRDO has successfully tested a new integrated defense system under Mission Sudarshan Chakra. The Asian Age quotes the Election Commission saying, Bihar SIR on schedule, documents of over 98% electors received. CISF to induct its first ever all-women commando team into the core operations, notes the Pioneer. The Tribune cites ISRO crosses first hurdle, carries out crew capsule airdrop test for Gaganyaan flight. Financial Express says new export mission to get 25,000 crore rupee boost, cabinet approval likely soon. And finally, the Indian Express refers to the heritage building of North Block, all set to rewind the clock with its gallery to showcase 100 artifacts called Time and Timelessness, exploring Bharat's civilizational relationship with time. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today to launch multiple development projects. Indian ambassador to Russia says India will continue to buy oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya says India aspires to be among top five sporting nations by 2047, and India's Sharvari Somnath Shinde wins under-18 women's individual recurve gold medal at World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.